Daniels, Paul. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 4th, 1889. My youthful brother, have you given yourself unreservedly to God? And if not, why not? Ought you not to be a Christian? Has not Jesus purchased you with infinite cost to himself? Did he not suffer and die upon Calvary, that you might by faith claim the merits of his blood? I gave myself to Jesus when I was not as old as you now are. I sought my Savior with my whole heart, and how deeply I regretted that I had not before yielded my will, that I might be drawn to Christ. I found peace in Jesus, believing that he heard my prayers, and that he would do in my behalf just what he had promised in his word. Those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8, verse 17. I laid my Bible open before the Lord and said, There, Lord, is thy pledge word. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6, verse 37. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11, verse 9. The promise is to be claimed by faith. Jesus invites you to come to him and learn of him, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. This rest is not found in inattention and idleness, but in yielding the will to the will of Jesus. For, says Christ, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 30. Therefore, your will must become God's will. Your peace, your rest, comes in wearing Christ's yoke. You have the peace of Christ, and your conscience is not continually scourging you because you have not committed yourself to do the will of God. When you love to do the requirements of God, there is sweet enjoyment, not in idleness, but enjoyment identified with and realized through the exercise of all your powers on the Lord's side. Christ's service means work. You can be a dutiful, obedient child of God. A soldier of Jesus Christ does not mean pleasure, but hard work. You may say, "What can I do?" By coming out fully on the Lord's side, you can exert an influence over your young companions. By refusing to do a wrong action, you can place yourself thus far on Christ's side. You may have real conflicts in overcoming self, but you have Jesus to help you. Will you try, Paul, to be a Christian? Will you write to me and tell me that you have fully decided to be a soldier of Jesus Christ? In much love,